But first of all, I want to thank Guy and Mary and Mesa for the opportunity to come up and talk about my favorite topic, metadata, or metadata, as sometimes it's referred to. It's really a great opportunity to share what we're doing and have a chance to watch you guys all eat lunch. All right, so our vision at EMA for the digital supply chain is that it ought to enable innovation in the experiences, the businesses, the formats for video content. Too often that we see that it actually encumbers them. It becomes kind of the long pole in launching new territory or in a new feature, new function. We have incredible encoding technologies, incredible video formats. We can do HDR and UHD, and we can do 8K. But getting all that stuff together at the same time in the right place with the right price is hard still. And I was commiserating with Christopher earlier about an earlier time. It turns out it was about 12 years ago, I guess, as I did the math. And we've made a lot of progress, but things are still kind of the same. This stuff's kind of hard. And it's the metadata about the content that is so important to be able to resolve this, the problems that we have. And the story that I was relating to Christopher, he was actually at Disney at the time, and I was at one of my former employers. And I was in the business development team. We just licensed thousands of hours of long-form television content in high definition. It was in 2006, so there wasn't a lot of high definition that was downloadable to a device that you could put on your TV. We were kicking back with cigars and champagne because we just kicked butt on all of these licensing deals, and we were waiting for it to show up through our ingestion pipeline on our site. It was like 2 weeks before launch, and there was hardly anything there. So I was dispatched down to LA, up in Seattle, where I live and work, and to go figure out what was going on. And I was going to go down just for the day, straighten things up, and come back up and attend my wife's 40th birthday party the next day, and things were going to be fine. Well, long story short, I was down there for an entire week. I slept 1 to 2 hours a night. Literally, it was the most grueling death march to a launch that I've ever been on, and I never want to do anything like that again. We launched with about 400 hours of content, and out of the thousands that we'd licensed. And the reason was not because the video wasn't there. It was, most of it. It was just that we couldn't figure out how to fit it together. We couldn't find it. And that was a metadata problem. And here we are 12 years later, and many of the problems that we're dealing with and the things that we want to make better are also still related to metadata. So it's important, and I'm really happy that we're making great progress and working with the other trade organizations, the EEG, and with Movie Labs. They're great partners for us, and we've made great progress over the last year, and I'm sure in the future. So I'm going to walk through a few of the things that we're working on. First of all, who's involved? Lots of people involved. We have over 50 digital supply chain representatives from 34 entities across the digital supply chain ecosystem. So these are like people just like all of us that are really geeky about metadata, and we are we understand how it works in our individual organizations. And so we're getting them together to solve problems and develop best practices for exchanging data, best practices for defining how we work together. So how do we engage? So we have three primary processes. The first is our working groups. We meet with specific deliverables in mind, so we're building a specification for subscription VOD. And so we have a timeline. We'll meet with conference calls or face-to-face meetings with a specific deliverable in mind. We also have email distribution lists. And so this is an open forum for people that are in this space to exchange ideas, ask questions. We have really interesting conversations, like one that we've talked about recently is how you assign an ALID to a series. I'm sure that's something that everyone in this room would also be very riveted by. Finally, cross-ecosystem working sessions. And so what we found is that we getting the studios and the retailers and the service providers together in one room for an extended period of time to talk about a few focused issues that are fairly detailed really works. You get the people that understand the problems together to talk about them, give them enough time to do it, and we can come to decisions. We've made decisions about the best practices for availing next day television, for temporary price reductions. A great number of things work really well when we can get this group of people together. All right, so what are we working on? So over the next year, we've established our objectives, five major initiatives, and these are in ranked order. Avails, SVOD rights communications, asset ordering and tracking, display and asset fulfillment, metadata, and QC nomenclature. So I'm gonna spend just a couple minutes on each one of them. First of all, Avails, our number one priority. Last year, we completed the publishing with Movie Labs and DEG's support of the 1.72 specification. It was a big improvement to the previous spec in that it allows, provides functionality for international content distribution. So we have currency, time zones, so we can actually convey what time a title is supposed to go live in an individual territory, because there are different time zones. And there are implementations currently underway. So for this year, we're going to really focus on adoption and on supporting the industry broadly through training, through workshops. Even though we talk a lot about these specifications, there's a ton of providers in the space that are not delivering any kind of specification. And so this is, you know, back to the 2006 kind of formats where it was smoke signals and carrier pigeons, cocktail napkins, maybe a PDF. That's how this data is sometimes exchanged. So we're really working hard to support that. SVOD rights communication. So I talked about this. This is a deliverable that the retailers got together with last year and developed a specification to support SVOD. It turns out that the timing and the workflows are different in SVOD than they are in TVOD, and we didn't have a specification for it. So what we're working for, looking forward this year, is really just getting feedback from the rest of the industry, working closely with the studios, television networks, to take input on it, help us make it the specification that it really needs to be to support this this business, and then get it published. So that's what our goal there is. Asset tracking and ordering. So it turns out that as the retailers are going into more and more territories, there's different languages involved, different localizations involved. And it's getting increasingly complex where you have, if you're dealing with component delivery, for example, so you've got a textless master of a video, and then you've got forced narratives for that video in seven different languages, then you've got subs in seven different languages, dubs in seven different languages. You might have dub cards in a bunch of different. This is a whole gob of assets. And every retailer isn't the same. They may not want all of them. They may not for every territory and for every title. How do we keep track of that? Who wants what and who's got what? This is what this problem is all about. So really excited about this because we're going to be getting together with the entire ecosystem. We have a working group that we're spinning up that has studios, retailers, television networks, and service providers. We're all going to work together. How about that? We'll see how it goes, but that's our plan. Display and asset fulfillment metadata. So this is title, synopsis, rating. That's what display metadata is. And then MMC is the fulfillment metadata. So this describes what you got if you're receiving digital assets. Just a couple of updates, really, to best practices there. What's the best practice for update workflows? So if I've been delivered five languages, localized metadata, and I get a sixth one, do I have to get the whole thing again, or can we just find a way to deliver that sixth language? The next one is TV episodes and season hierarchies. They vary across different territories. How do we convey that in our metadata? The last one, QC nomenclature. So these are the things that we call problems in video and in metadata. We'd like to standardize on that. In fact, we have. There's a specification that was released in 2015 that's just a list of terms so that if there's an aberration in video, we all call it the same thing. So instead of Amazon saying, well, there's this ghosting at this time code, and Google saying, well, I'm seeing this aliasing thing, we all decide that we're going to call that blended frames. And we've done that. So what we're going to do this year is focus on refining it, coming up with new terms where there needs to be some, developing some codes around them. We don't have codes now, so we've just got kind of these strings that are harder to automate around. And we're going to develop a QC reporting information model. So this is, if you're delivering information about a video, then you should also deliver a timecode. If you're delivering information in your QC error report about an XML, then you should deliver a line number. So we're working on developing that as well. I'm sure you're all asking, what can I do? Well, here's some ideas. Consider participating in some industry groups. Support the supply chain and content operations functions in your organizations. They're good people, and they need everybody's help. And help to evangelize industry specifications within your organization. Thank you.
Eric Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. EMA, Entertainment Merchants Association.